Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I wrote this book for you.
After the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about our good friend Quint Studer being back with us. Quint's is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for more than a dozen years. He's the founder of Studer Community Institute, and that's Studer, S-T-U-D-E-R-I, .org is the website, and you can find his books on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Maximizing Performance, A Culture of High Performance, The Great Employee Handbook, etc. He's very prolific and a very innovative thinker about entrepreneurship. Quint, one of the things that you, I know you've done recently is put together a list of 10 things that a community needs to have in order to promote entrepreneurship. And I'd like for you, let's talk about four or five of them.
Yeah, I think one of them right off the bat is you have to make it easy. You know, we got enough problems with small businesses without making it jumping over a lot of hoops. And, you know, I just hit the small business the other day. The city agreed and did the permit, and they were doing it exactly as the city said. And then they walked through during the inspection and changed their mind. Well, you know, a small business can't afford another $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So I think it's really keeping the regulatory system simple. One thing that our city did, which I thought made a lot of sense, is every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, you can go to City Hall, and anybody you have to talk to about permitting, licensing, is all there.
Right.
It's a one-stop shop at 9 a.m. in the morning every Wednesday. And that speeds things up. Number two, you have to make sure that you get small businesses together. What I have found, and I bring them together in small groups, we talked about roundtables, is sometimes they don't want to admit they don't know something because they don't want to look silly. They're not sure what they don't know. They've never done this. A lot of them are early startups. And, you know, one of them, I taught a course at the University of Florida on innovation and entrepreneurship. But, you know, what was really interesting because, you know, a theme was when you're small, if you don't have to have partners, don't have them because they end up buying them out anyway if they get successful.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I think that round tables is really important.
Mm-hmm.
The next is really grab the community says they like small businesses, but then they don't buy them. They don't shop from them. And I think it's really important to be loyal to your local business because it's not just the owner you're helping. You're helping employees. And I think that's the real key. You want to keep employees in the situation. We do a lot of it.
You know, that's one thing. That's one thing. That's really important. If your local community isn't talking to the school systems, the junior colleges, and especially in the high schools, about what's needed in the community, if they're not bringing those young people along with skills they can use when they graduate from high school or from especially from junior college, community college, you know, that's not helping anybody. They need to coordinate that, don't they?
Well, I think we swung the wrong way. Here they create career academies, and I think what happened is we swung. Almost everybody needs to go to college. 60% of jobs require a college education.
Right.
And I think one of the things we really missed is the old days. And the old days of, I remember when I went to high school, you know, if you sort of went in the morning, if you weren't college-oriented, in the afternoon you went out to work. And you
right.
got credit going out to work. And yeah, maybe the skill set, you know, you weren't going to use forever, let's say the technical skill, but the work ethic, coming in on time, getting along with people, that was going to be needed. And I think that's why we struggle a little bit with some of the millennial situation, is many of them have gone to school, haven't gone to work. And that's really where you learn it. So we've done a lot with early act with them in the area of education. We've actually got so crazy. We're actually down to childbirth where we're talking to every mother. Every mother, after the baby, we do a thing called early brain development, and we talk to the mother about how to build their child's brain. And that's on our website, too.
Wow.
It's pretty interesting.
Wow, you've been busy.
We've been real busy. We also really pay a lot of attention, and I think this, again, where cities can help, what goes around the small business. Because, you know, we try to make sure that we control, in a way, where everybody is. So for example, we have a corner called Palafox in Maine, which is mostly retail, 16 retail stores. And it's sort of become a real thriving, vibrant community. It's got candy store, clothing stores, little restaurant, hair salon, a nail salon, flowers, and all that. We had a young couple that wanted to put a whiskey bar in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down with them and said, we are not against the whiskey bar, but I wonder if there's not a better place for it,
mm-hmm.
a little farther downtown. Well, the reason they were looking at this one place was the rent. Well, we went and talked to the bank and helped them get a loan that would allow them to move a couple blocks down. They ended up going down more toward what became an entertainment sector.
Right.
Right across the world.
You gotta open your business up where the customers are going to be.
Well, and you got to create foot traffic. One of the key things that hurt communities, especially downtowns over the years, is that, you know, when the big boxes came, some retailers left. And then the landlord got desperate and rented first floors to things like attorneys, accountants, architectures.
That's not foot traffic.
Those can be on the second floor.
That's
you get the foot traps.
That's
so
exactly
spent
right.
A lot of time
we know that from 100 years ago. Hey, Quinn, I got to wrap it up, but you got more to teach us. Will you come back?
Oh, I'd love to. No, I love it. Just for your music, Van Halen and Stefan. How can you beat that?
Quint Studer, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.